From Tidbits on May 19th, 2014, this is Hydra 2 Promises File Privacy for the Masses by Nick Midiati. When it comes to encrypting files on OS X, to keep them safe from prying eyes, you have a couple of built-in options. You could use File Vault 2, but that is more to protect your data in case of theft, since it unlocks the data as soon as you log in. What if you want to keep some files private from a spouse or a roommate, or a child whom you allow to use your Mac account? The historical solution is to create an encrypted disk image and store the files on it, so only those with a password can mount the disk image and read the files, but that gets messy. While the process itself isn't too difficult, it's not something I'd expect my non-tech-savvy mother to master. After all, the concept of a disk image isn't entirely obvious. Besides, you'll probably end up with a collection of encrypted disk images scattered haphazardly through your disk. MacPaw's Hydra 2, a $19.99 purchase on the App Store, takes a different approach. Instead of relying on an encrypted disk image, it stores all your encrypted files in an encrypted vault and lets you organize and group them within the vault as you please. The vault is a hidden folder containing encrypted files. Hiding a folder within Hydra essentially copies it to the vault and securely deletes the file from its original location. Hydra is best thought of as a fireproof safe for your important files and information, complete with a safe-themed login screen. The combination wheel even rotates as you enter your Hydra password, as though you were trying to unlock a physical safe. Although the over-the-top skeuomorphism can get in the way, this little touch doesn't seem to distract from Hydra's usability. It isn't particularly functional, but it does give you a clear sense of the app's purpose and makes Hydra more approachable. It sends the message, hey, you can trust me with your important stuff, and it's, dare I say, kind of fun. Your password should be strong and memorable, and although you can back it up in OS X's keychain, anyone who knows your keychain password, which is usually your login password, will then have full access to your Hydra vault. The main Hydra window uses a familiar two-column view with a source list along the left and the main content page, which lists your files, to the right. In the source list, click the plus button to create groups that contain files. The groups work more like Finder folders than iTunes playlists in that a file can exist in only one group. MacPaw says this was a conscious design decision and that the company sees it as a more convenient approach to file management. But I'd like to see the app give you the option of a more flexible playlist-style organization mechanism in a future version. Adding a file to your encrypted Hydra vault is as simple as dragging it into the Hydra window. Although Hydra is oversensitive about whether documents may still be open, every time you hide a file that you have previously opened and whose app is running, you're prompted to verify that the document is not currently open. Although you can disable these warnings, Hydra should be smarter about identifying open documents. You can also click the plus button in the lower left corner of the vault pane to choose files from a dialog. When you hide a file or folder, Hydra copies it to the vault and then encrypts it using the AES-256 encryption standard, and then securely erases the original on the drive so no one can recover it later. When you make the file or folder visible again, Hydra decrypts it and copies it back to its original location. MacPaw says that Hydra always maintains one instance of every file, either encrypted or decrypted, at all times, so there's no worry about data being lost in transit. As the saying about putting all your eggs in one basket goes, don't worry, since you can back up Hydra's vault. The vault itself is located in the hidden folder deep within the bowels of your account's library folder, so be careful to back up this folder. When you try to hide a file or folder from an external drive, Hydra alerts you that it must create a vault on that drive and asks you to grant it access. additional vaults appear in Hyder's sidebar, but only when the associated drive is mounted. It would be better if those files remained visible within Hyder's interface, and if Hyder attempted to mount the external drive, prompting you to attach it if necessary. Faults on external drives aren't hidden away as they are on your main drive. They're just normal packages at the top level of the drive. Although Hyder's vault displays a list of your hidden files, you can't open a file from within Hyder. Instead, you must unhide it and then open it from the Finder. The same goes for folders that you have in your Hyder vault. I'd like to see Hyder handle this more smoothly. Perhaps have the app automatically unhide and open a file when you double-click it. Double-clicking a file in Hyder currently does nothing. This small change would make Hyder that much smoother to use and more seamless. In the meantime, Hyder can optionally reveal a file in the Finder when you unhide it, and you can click the magnifying glass icon next to a visible file's name in Hyder to view that file in the Finder. Unhiding and opening files may be a little clumsy, but what if you want to edit the file once you made it visible? That's more problematic, since Hyder is essentially juggling two copies of the file, the encrypted copy within the vault and the unencrypted copy in the Finder. If you make a change to the unencrypted copy and save, Hyder notices it and displays a confusing dialogue. In essence, it's saying that you have to hide the file, add it to the vault, manually again. I'd like to see Hyder at least offer the user the option of re-hiding the file automatically. In addition to files, you can also store secure notes within Hyder's vault. These notes can be just about anything. Swiss bank account numbers, phone numbers for your undercover sources, incriminating email messages, or even selfies the White House doesn't want leaked to the press, though the images don't scale to fit the window nicely. You can save as many of these as you like, and you can organize them into groups, just as you can with files. Hyder's secure notes work as advertised, but they are stuck within Hyder. You can't export them or turn them into files in the Finder. All you can do is copy and paste them into a separate document. Hyder includes a couple ways to access its features quickly. First, a pair of global keyboard shortcuts let you lock Hyder or hide all visible items. Press Command-Control-H to hide all visible files. Command-Control-L locks Hyder. Second, a menu bar item provides fast access to existing vault files without opening Hyder, although you must still enter your password if Hyder is locked, which can happen automatically after a specified amount of time. The menu bar item is turned off by default, but you can easily turn it on in Hyder's preferences window. However, while you can hide and unhide files already stored in your Hyder vault through the menu bar icon, it doesn't allow you to add anything to the vault. You must still open Hyder's main window for that. Also, you can't view secure notes via the menu bar assistant, though that makes sense since it would become unwieldy if it took on too much more functionality. Although I didn't encounter noteworthy problems with Hyder in the time I used it, some App Store reviewers report losing data. According to MacPaw, data loss resulted from two issues, one of which was a custom permissions problem that was fixed in the Hyder 2.0.2 update. The other is an underlying issue in the way Hyder stores large amounts of data. MacPaw says it has partially fixed this problem in Hyder 2, but that it's working to further improve the data storage system. You might not want to put gigabytes of data into Hyder just yet, but as long as you have a good version backup, you should be able to recover Hyder's vault at previous points in time before any corruption occurred. In all, though, Hyder 2 seems to be a polished, solid encryption tool for those who want to keep some files confidential without messing around with encrypted disk images. Hyder is simple enough to understand and use, but I'd love to see MacPaw address some rough edges surrounding unhiding files, editing files, and working with external disks in a future update. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Nick Midiati, and thanks for listening.